download some documents. Crashed 5 times. I think I'd like to reconvene the Appropriations Committee meeting. We were taking a brief recess to form a quorum. Congresswoman Stabler is present, so now we have a quorum present. Next item on the agenda is prayer. Congresswoman Goodfox, would you please lead us in a word of prayer this morning?
Father, Son, Holy Spirit, dear Heavenly Father, we come to you today and we ask that you look down upon all of us present as we go about the work for the Osage people. We ask that you look down upon our elders and our youth and our men and women in uniform, and those in mourning. All these things we pray in your name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Congresswoman. We have minutes from March 7th to approve. That's the next item, agenda item. Excuse me.
Motion to approve the minutes of March 7th.
We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? All in favor, please say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed? Seeing none, the minutes are approved for March 7th. Next item on the agenda is some unfinished business from our last meeting. And, okay, here we go. The first item on the agenda is the first quarter budget summary report. This has been on our table a couple of times previous to this, and we have a new revised copy of it, and we received it this morning about 9:44. I haven't had the opportunity to completely review it. Would the committee like to review as we go together? And what I like to do is look at my percent remaining column. That kind of gives, you know, where this was the close of the first quarter, so that would have been December, correct? And so a quarter of the treasure movement. I
believe it's year to date.
Yes,
it's new report now. Is year to date.
Oh, I see it now. Yeah, okay. So how far in are we now? Let me see.
5 months
in?
Almost 6.
Okay. So we're almost halfway in these budgets. So I think the beauty of this report is you can take a quick glance, see where we are. I really appreciate it. Our controller puts this together for us. And I would like to mention, Clark, if you would please make note in our minutes that Treasurer Littleton is here, as well as Ms. Fox, our controller of the nation. Congresswoman Goodfox.
I think we should just go through. I mean, it's helpful that the treasurer and controller are here, so any questions that we have, we can get answered now. I go through, the first thing I look at is the percent remaining. Everything that I'm seeing is in this, most of it is in the 70%. The only one that's really, really, really low is the Treasury Department, but we already know why. That's at 9% remaining. And there's a couple of other little low ones, but I mean, nothing Nothing out of the ordinary.
That's what I'm seeing. Are there any more questions or comments right now? Ms. Fox? I kind of had a family emergency last night, so I haven't been to sleep yet, but would you help me with what I'm looking at, just maybe explain it to me on when we're looking at Attorney General's budget, WELA, the variance, does that mean that they have, would you explain that to me, please, that the variance total that's in the red?
So they have a projected revenue that hasn't been fulfilled at this time.
So those are revenue projections that they aren't, do we have expectations that those programs will, sometimes there's extenuating circumstances, they don't do their earnings till the end of the year, or they are, so can you foresee, and I know that maybe that's not your position, but...
I don't recall Attorney General specific, but the programs that are projected to have revenue this year are trending about 50% right now. So we're a little ahead of target across the board. Okay. But I couldn't tell you for sure. I'd have to get back with you on that one.
Okay. Speaker Walker.
Heard it mentioned before the meeting, but the Higher Education Scholarship Fund spent calendar year says 2,486, but then the remaining is 6.38 million.
We aren't quite there to the fund. We're reviewing the first quarter. We'll move on to the fund sheet in just a minute, but I'm sure that's a really...
Pardon, I'm sorry.
That's right.
Looking at it in the way...
I just was wanting to, if we're finished with our questions on this, first quarter budget summary, or the year-to-date budget summary of the revenue and expenditures, we can move on to that. Treasurer, please.
If I would, I know some of the discussion from the last meeting was that you wanted to customize the reports for your better understanding. If the report we're talking about, if there's anything else you would like to see added, please let us know. Whether it, and one of the things we discussed is the percentage of remaining is actually in the expenditure column, correct? And not the percentage of revenue that is remaining. So if you'd like to see that or something else to customize this report to better give you more accurate information, then we would be open, within reason.
Speaker Walker.
Yeah. If we had something that we knew what the revenue projection was, then when we look at the variance, we could determine if they're on track or not. That's the only thing that I can't really decipher. Unless I really started, I could add up their actual and then their budget, and then the variance, and then come up with the total. But if there was a column that just showed what the revenue projection was, I think it would be easier. Am I overlooking that?
Isn't that the budget column?
So there's multiple lines there, because this will include their appropriation as well. So I see what you're saying, and without just making a total separate report that shows you just where the year-to-date projections are.
Yeah, I don't need that now. I was just saying that's the only
okay.
question was posed, and that would be the only thing that would help me. Because when I see the 61,000 in the red on the revenue projection for the Attorney General, if I knew what the revenue projection was, I could determine if they were on track or not.
So you would like to see a column with their annual projected revenue there, and then that way we could, is that what you're,
possibly, unless somebody has kind of got it figured out a little better than me, this is my first glance at this.
Isn't it a neat report?
It is.
Well, we'll discuss putting that in, and thanks for the offer, Treasurer Littleton. We appreciate that. It helps us non-accountant people that look at budgets be able to determine how our appropriations are working, and we appreciate it. Now we're going to move on to the next item on the agenda, unless there's any more questions about this budget summary. We're going to the revolving fund balances. We have a new document that was presented this morning. I would like to start out by asking Congressman Potts. I believe that you and Ms. Fox had a conversation about making some additions. Speaker Walker.
Can we go back just for a quick question?
We certainly can, yes, Speaker.
I see some big numbers all under IDC. How are we doing on our IDC collections?
Well, as you can see, a lot of these budgets aren't as close to the mark as they should be. Like, they're saving their money, if you will. So until they spend their money, we can't collect all our IDC. So it's hard to tell with the spending trends that we have. It's hard to tell how we're going to get our IDC until the cutoff hits. And that doesn't happen until the end of August, currently.
Okay.
Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And just to follow up with that, that's a normal problem to have. We've seen that every year. Because until they spend that money, it's exactly right, you don't collect that IDC on it. So they're not going to realize their budget until the rest of the nation spends their funds. So.
Okay. Now let's shift back into revolving fund balances. So report that was presented to us this morning. And I was going to start with Congressman Potts. I know that you and Ms. Fox have worked on the form of this report a little bit. Is this what you were, was this your expectations was of the report?
Yes.
Okay.
Madam Chair.
Okay. All right. So the first fund balance that we're going to look at is the Burial Assistance Fund. And now I can see in FY19 it says that we've expended $57,752. And the remaining balance is $384,782. I don't suppose I need to read all those totals to you. The next one's Higher Education Scholarship Fund. It looks to be on par, looks healthy. The reason we review these is sometimes we might see something during the hunk of session that needs to have attention to. It has happened before, so we appreciate these reports. Health benefit plan, it looks healthy. Okay, master campus loan. Ms. Fox, can we talk about this? What is this, just funds remaining from the original appropriation for the two buildings that we have up on campus? Are you familiar at all with what that balance is?
Yes, I would have to pull the detail to refresh my memory, but it appears we have a balance left over after liquidating the CD and paying off the loan. We would have had interest left over.
Can I request that you, the treasurer, and you review that? If that's money that's just sitting there stuck in a fund and the project is complete, I think we might try to figure out how to put it somewhere else where it could be put to use instead of just sitting there in the fund. So A lot of the acts that we pass say that the revolving fund will remain unless further action by Congress. Sometimes they have language in it to that effect. So we don't want money just to sit there trapped, not able to go anywhere. We could put it in our savings account. Next one is the regional gathering fund. That balance looks, I think, pretty healthy for how much is expended out of it. It's a $40,918. Capital assets and improvement fund. Any questions about that? I think we just recently received a report on the capital projects, maybe within the past week. They're really good to send that report to us monthly. So I think that if you would pull that email and look at that, we can kind of see where we are and what the projects, ongoing projects are. This fund is a little bit different. Once a project is complete, I believe that money goes back to the general fund of the Treasury. Is that correct? Okay. So matching grant fund. I'm asking on this matching grant fund question at the table because I was thinking about that on the way into the office this morning. We made an appropriation during the CHUSO session to help out with the lagoon. Is this where we put that money? Did we actually appropriate that money somewhere? Or I think there was a conversation where we were just going to promise it or pledge it. And we just appropriated it.
It's 1875.
Okay, so it is 1875. Okay. Restricted property repurchase fund. That's not a healthy balance right now. It's 85,000. Osage Nation Bar Association is the next one. Osage Nation Code Fund, Tax Relief Fund. Treasurer Littleton, on this Tax Relief Fund, it's kind of a different type of fund. Have you had the opportunity to familiarize yourself with it yet?
No, ma'am, I have not.
Okay. This is one of the funds that I believe the duty and obligation is for the treasurer to determine if that fund, what level that fund needs to stay at, and you have the ability and the authority through that law to determine you need to keep that fund healthy so it can do the tax business it needs to do. But I believe the residual funds can go into the general fund of the treasury. I would have to review it a little bit further, but I believe that there is language in that enacting legislation to do so. And I'll take a look at this, review it also.
Can I ask a question?
Yes, sir.
Chair, there's not a notation to a law that appropriated that, but it looks like there's money that goes into it every year. So how's that? I guess I'm trying to cheat my way to the answer. How's that money get in there? Where's it come from?
It comes from tobacco tax.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now I understand.
And it comes from tobacco tax, mm-hmm. And I believe that it's the function of the law to allow for that tax to go into this revolving fund.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And then the residual, I do believe that there's language in there that the treasurer, from looking at the use of that fund, you need to determine what balance it needs to stay at. And I think we've swept the money before there, and we really needed it at the time. So I just wanted to make you aware of that since you're new, and I know you don't know all of what we've done in the past. So,
Thank you. But
I'll review it also and see if I'm telling you the right thing too.
Someone has some math equations that go along with it too.
They're very.
It's a fun fund.
The fun fund, is that what you said? It works though. Freeman Monument Fund, it's still staying, holding right where it was.
Can I comment on that?
Yes, Speaker Walker.
I have had some discussions with the executive branch in the last two or three months about potential ways to spend the fund and create some sort of monument.
Well, we see some legislation forthcoming then. I think it's high time that we do that.
Agree.
Okay. Donations fund. Oh, Tosh, Ms. Fox, you're going to have to tell me about this fund again. Seems like we have to talk about this quite a bit, but it's got a pretty healthy balance in it of $275,982. Pardon me?
$2,000?
$2 million, yeah. Excuse me. I haven't slept in a while.
If my memory serves me correct, the scholarships that are in trust are funneled through the donations.
Okay. These are from...
the Wheeler...
Okay. Yes, you refresh my memory. Thank you. Mm-hmm. I hope I don't have to ask you that question again. Okay, Economic Development Fund. Oh, is it completely zeroed out? It is? That's sad. We need to try to get some economic development money in there. Education Partnership Fund, that's from the Enbridge. Do we know if that is over with, or are they finished with their... You probably don't.
I think that they run a year behind, and I do think we will get... I can't remember, am I confusing two different grants?
Okay.
Sorry.
We did receive some Enbridge money within the last couple of months, but whether or not it's the same.
This was part of an education scholarship fund or something, partnership fund, education partnership. Speaker Walker.
I was thinking, was the Trans-Canada part of that as well?
That's what I was thinking.
I used the word name Enbridge, and you're right, it was Trans-Canada, I think. Okay, we're going to move forward from that and look at the Commercial Property Fund. I'm curious to know, and maybe I've asked this question before, but when we rent our grazing leases, and I'm not talking about... I'm talking about any land associated with Blue Stem Ranch. I'm talking about other properties that the nation owns, either the full interest in that's restricted or trust properties, or fractionated ownership. Does that money find its way into this commercial property fund? Because I don't know where that... I don't know where that money goes if it doesn't go into this fund.
I would have to research that.
Okay. I'm going to make myself a note to ask the question. And the Realty Department might be able to help me with that too. But that's always been a curiosity of mine, where our grazing lease money goes. Or even the lease that Blue Stem Ranch pays us for the use of that property out there. Where does that lease money land? Okay. Museum fund. That's an interesting fund. It has $274,646. The health clinic construction fund, $1.4 million. In there. War Memorial Fund is at $190,000, and we are finished with the funds. Any questions, comments about funds? Congresswoman Goodbox.
Well, the same with some of these other funds that we have, like Speaker Walker gave us an update on Congressman Freeman the monument that we appropriated the money for that, and then we've heard, was it that you had asked for an update on,
Master
Campus plan. I would like an update. I'm not sure who we're going to get it from. Maybe Congresswoman Pratt, because she works so closely with him. But what are we doing with the $190,385 left in the war memorial now that it's completed?
Speaker Walker.
I've attended a couple of their meetings and try to keep abreast of what they're doing. I'm the ex officio member, I think, based on the enacting legislation to serve on that committee. But the $190,000 that they have remaining, I think that's being used right now for their operating expenses. And I don't want to misspeak. That may also be paying their stipend. Are you sure that it is?
It's my understanding.
Okay.
It's my understanding that bill, that act that created the commission, that its objective was to stay self-contained by funds that were appropriated to it, but also they were to raise money to help the operation. And I think that as we have other veterans that need to be added to the wall, that it's the idea of it was to be self-containing, I think. So that's my understanding. Any more questions? Okay.
Excuse me.
Congresswoman Stabler, yes.
Maybe just the committee can help me remember. I want to go back to the health benefit fund. I know we had some discussion at the last meeting because it seems to be revolving and rolling over each year. And is that the way it's supposed to go, or is it supposed to be remaining funds so that they come back to the general treasury?
All of these funds are revolving funds, which means they're not subject to fiscal year limitations.
Okay.
So anything we appropriate to that, it will stay in that fund until it's expended.
Okay.
Is that all?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you, Congresswoman. Okay, we're going to move on to our next agenda item. Those were two unfinished businesses. We're finished with them. Federal fund appropriations is another item under unfinished business, and I believe that that is a request that Congressman Potts probably has more knowledge and questions about. So, Congressman Potts.
Madam Chair, I think we had discussed that would need to be part of that executive session discussion. So if we need to skip over that item at this time, I'm okay with that. We'll just put it on a later agenda.
Okay. I haven't put an executive session on for that in particular, my oversight. Are you okay to roll this to another agenda as unfinished business, and then I'll put an executive session on there, and we'll discuss what that is that we need it for. Okay, so I'm making a note on my agenda to roll it, and you need an executive session. I got it. Okay, pardon me. Would that be proper to postpone it? Just without
motion to postpone discussion of agenda item 5C until the next meeting.
Do I have a second to the motion?
Second.
A second. Any discussion? All in favor say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed? Seeing none, we are postponed on agenda item 5C, which we will now move to fourth quarter budget summary report. And this was also from our last meeting, and I think it was determined that it might need to be an executive session matter. Um, And I see that we have another, the permanent fund discussion with the treasurer that is also an executive session matter. I would like to have some public discussion that we can about each one of these items before we enter into executive session, and we will discuss both of these items in executive session. So let's start with fourth quarter budget summary report. I believe that we have some questions about the balances and the processes that our Treasury Department uses and how they line up with what the Osage Law says. Congressman Potts, I'm going to let you move forward with this.
Thank you, Madam Chair. This, and I agree, some of this needs to be discussed in an open session, but I respect the need for an executive session, and I'd like to hear where it goes before we have a public discussion. On this topic, specifically the fourth quarter budget summary, if the committee will recall, we received our budget summary report that identified over expenditures in the Treasury Department for fourth quarter of fiscal year 18. 1799, I believe, was the appropriation legislation, and that appropriated a some amount of money. I believe it was around $150,000, but X. And that number was over expended. So I did request from the treasurer the statement of revenue and expenditures with the expanded ledger. And my apologies, I may not have been clear for fiscal year 18 when you sent us 19.
You should have gotten both.
They're both attached there?
We did send both. If we got the wrong one scanned in, I have them both with me.
I think I've only got 19. So either way, we can get to that. But the discussion was, what is that over expenditure? And then the more general discussion is, how is the Treasury Department interpreting what is remaining of budget parameters and limitations? In that, in 1799, the only thing appropriated to the Treasury Department was salaries and wages, employee benefits, and indirect costs. And as interpreted by myself and then reviewed by our legislative council, restrictions for shifting into salaries and wages and employee benefits should be remaining intact even after Standing Bear versus Pratt. So the discussion needs to be had of, how do we remedy those expenditures after the close of a fiscal year for items that may or may not be able to be done by Osage Law?
Speaker,
I just think for those listening and those of us at the table who might not recall, the what was $150,000 in 1799? I mean, what specifically, what was it for?
I believe it was for salaries, wages, employee benefits, and indirect costs.
For which department?
The Treasury Department.
Okay.
Ms. Fox, did you want to be recognized?
Can I see what you guys are looking at?
Actually, I so can, do we have that, the revenue?
I want to make sure you got.
Do we have the fourth quarter budget summary in front of us that we were addressing? Because we do need that document.
I think we have 18 in front of us.
Sorry, I didn't tell you to locate it, but we need the fourth quarter budget summary, just like we reviewed today of FY18. And we probably reviewed it in either January or, do you know where it is, if you, Ms. Need? Thank you so much. So yeah, we'll need to pull that document up.
I apologize, we scanned them in, obviously we did something wrong, but I have the document here for fiscal year 9/30.
When we get ready to go into executive session, our clerk can stamp it in, and we'll take a little break before we get started into executive session then. Is there any more discussion? Speaker Walker?
Oh, I was just pointing. I saw Congresswoman Edwards behind one of those screens.
Oh.
Congresswoman Edwards.
Was she here?
Hey, there she is.
Welcome to the meeting. Can you hear us?
She's got to call in.
So maybe that's what she's working on right now. Okay. Congressman Potts.
To clarify, it was 93,000 in 1799. Salaries, wages, employee benefits, and indirect costs. And then I think the overage amount is the amount that I stated. Or in that vicinity.
It just went from 93 to 150.
I believe.
Okay. Is there any more discussion we want to do on the federal fourth quarter budget summary report before we take a break and enter into executive session? I want to cover for the listening audience the item 5C. We started this discussion at our last meeting about the Osage Nation Permanent Fund. It's been presented to Congress that we need to take a look and see what's going on with this fund and its earnings, its status is not how we have viewed it in the past as far as the earning potential, the earning that we're making off of it. We're going to have this discussion in executive session, and it's my hope that the committee will want to have a further discussion when we come out of executive session that we are able to speak about at this time. So with that being said, I'd entertain a motion to move into executive session for proprietary business matters and for personnel matters for agenda items D and 5D and E.
So moved.
A motion. Is there a second to the motion?
Second.
A motion with a second. Is there any discussion? All in favor say yes.
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 Any opposed? Seeing none, we will enter into executive session.
It's be windy today.
It hadn't started yet, though.
Rain's over.
Did you open that?